This is Dr. Zubair Javier, and ask the landscape report question. Dennis Lockett, date of birth 9/19/1962. Patient erosive gastritis, there which is biopsy. The patient also prepyloric area. There was also like a gastric ulcer with erosive gastritis. Macular impact diagnosis, prepyloric area in the antrum, epidural mucosal wall thickening also with appear to be erosive gastritis, having erosive gastritis and the mucosal wall thickening. Biopsy with diagnosis and separate jar. Royal new plastic was inflammatory changes, rectal pressure, sazura, barstrom, cardiac, gastronomic pressure, stress, biopsy, question of bioexhumation. Patient, question, short segment, biopsy were taken, small hiatal hernia. Patient, a grade C, erosive esophagitis. Biopsy were taken for the G-junction to a salic to a new plastic cloth. There was section to reservation of application. Patient were turned around, KY, GLE, paraprosis, C-score, rectum, rectal sigma, descending colon, slash fracture, and colon, fracture, basosecum. Bring the scope in, I saw patient with large external hemorrhoids. Now I'm bleeding. Let's go back direct, all the way down to this, up to the cecum, tortuous colon, suboptimal fat, multiple irrigation was done, small tumor, subpartum, could not be relied. Let's go back to rectal, medial version, internal hemorrhoid, now bleeding, scope shift, coming on cell logic, external hemorrhoid, now bleeding, also pressure, prolapse, prior external hemorrhoid, now bleeding, also pressure, no application, finding burn, grade C, erosive esophagitis, number two, question, short segment, Barrett, number three, small hiatal hernia, number four, prepyloric, erosive gastritis with gastric ulcer, biopsy were taken, slag errors, number six, pre-pyloric antrum, mucosal wall thickening, biopsy were taken, standard separate gyro, new plastic was inflammatory cells, number six, gross number, number seven, colonoscopy, cecum, number eight, suboptimal prep, number nine, tortuous colon, number 10, patient large external hemorrhoids, non-bleeding, looks like prolapse, external hemorrhoids, non-bleeding, number 10, cecal, one cecal polyp, 3 millimeter, remove the cold polyp, successful post polypectin bleeding. Agental hemorrhage recommendation, away from G-junction biopsy, away from the start patient protonix 40 milligram twice daily and calibrated 1 gram TID. Number three, away from the gastric mucosal wall thickening, enteral mucosal wall thickening, and the gastric ulcer wall thickening. If the biopsy comes positive for new plastic cells or atypical cells, the patient is referred for endoscopic ultrasound for further evaluation. Otherwise, the biopsy comes benign and since the patient grade C erosive esophagitis, I'm going to bring the patient back in 3 months for the follow-up with gastric ulcer and grade C erosive esophagitis and mucosal wall thickening of the in the antrum. Wait for the cecal polyp pathology. The cecal polyp pathology comes benign. The repeat colonoscopy 1 year because of suboptimal prep. Because of large external hemorrhoids, I'm going to refer the patient to Dr. Samuel DeHusses for hemorrhoidectomy. Follow 1-2 sanitation. Please send the cover because of large external hemorrhoids. Follow 1-2 sanitation. Please send the cover to patient primary care provider, Dr. Mayanaska Yum, and cover Dr. Paramsari. Their procedure was March 16, 2023. March 16, 2023. Patient, Dr. Stank.